Well, in high school basketball yesterday, sophomore Jordan Moser's clutch jumper kept top ranks Harlan's championship hopes alive in Class 4A yesterday. With the score tied at 50, Harlan got the ball when North Scott was whistled for an illegal screen with 45 seconds left. The Cyclones held for one shot, and Coach Zach Clausen called timeout with 11.8 seconds left to set up a final play. The ball went to Moser, who drove toward the free throw line on the left side of the floor, stopped, and hit the game winner. North Scott got a timeout with 6/10 of a second left, but Harlan's 6'2" Jess Shaben stuffed the inbounds pass as the clock ran out on Harlan's 52-50 victory. Shaben led Harlan with 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 block shots. Moser finished with 13 points, all in the second half, and Taylor Wagner also scored 13 points. Harlan, last year's runner-up, moves to Thursday night's semifinals with a 24-0 record. North Scott, who made the tournament for the first time since 2003, bows out with a 17-7 mark on the season. There was one other Class 4A quarterfinal held yesterday at the girls' state tournament. Carlisle beat Dallas Center Grimes 53-48. Also yesterday at the girls' state tourney in the 3A quarterfinals, Crestwood beat Bondurant Farrar 54-41. It was Mediapolis over Williamsburg 61-43. MOC Floyd Valley beat Center Point Urbana 69-42. And Unity Christian over Clear Lake 60-35. Also one 2A quarterfinal yesterday saw Western Christian beat Des Moines Christian 66-53. Now, today's schedule at the girls' state tournament includes Class 4A quarterfinals. The last two of those games will be held starting at 10 this morning with Davenport Assumption facing Ballard and Bishop Elon Catholic playing Western Dubuque. Then the 5A quarterfinals will continue through the afternoon with Waterloo West playing Des Moines East, West Des Moines Valley facing Southeast Polk, Iowa City High playing Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Waukee facing Dowling Catholic. Then tonight, the final game of the evening is the first of the semifinals, a 1A semifinal, Colonesco versus Newell Fonda. Will hit the court in Des Moines at 8:30 this evening. Well, the boys Class 4A state tournament field is now set with sub-state finals held last night in boys 4A sub-staters. It was Bettendorf beating Davenport Central 59-38, Cedar Rapids Kennedy over North Scott 46-43, Dubuque Senior beat Linmar 52-47, Iowa City West over Iowa City High 74-50, Sioux City North beat Sioux City East 74-57, Southeast Polk down Des Moines Roosevelt 56-40, Urbandale over Des Moines Hoover 42-30, and West Des Moines Valley beat Ankeny Centennial 51-48. Well, Brady Heslip's final regular season game at the Farrell Center may be just the victory that helps Baylor get back into the NCAA tournament. Heslip scored 18 points with all five of his three-pointers coming in the second half, and the Bears got a much-needed boost with a 74-61 victory over number 16 Iowa State last night. His tie-breaking three with 2:14 left started a game-ending 13-0 run. There were 15 lead changes and four ties before Heslip put the Bears ahead to stay. Now the Bears, who have won 7 of 8 games since starting 2-8 in Big 12 play, feel confident that they have what's needed to get back into the NCAA field after having to settle for the NIT championship last season, just a year after making it to an NCAA regional final. The Cyclones, who lost at Kansas State on Saturday, were held under 70 points for the first time this season. Melvin Edgem, the Big 12's leading scorer, had only 6 points. That's 13 below his average. The Cyclones didn't score after DeAndre Kane's wide-open three-pointer tied the game at 61 with 4:10 left. That was their 12th three-pointer in the game, only the second after halftime. Kane had 20 points for Iowa State, and Dustin Hogue added a dozen for the Cyclones, who are home Saturday against Oklahoma State. Edgem, playing on his 23rd birthday, missed his first 8 shots before consecutive layups. Midway through the second half put the Cyclones up 49-48. The second layup came after a steal by Hogue. Edgem finished just 3 of 14 shooting, missing all 5 of his 3-point attempts. He also had 9 rebounds. Iowa State, in the mix for the number 2 seed in next week's Big 12 tournament, lost its second road game in 4 days as the Cyclones fall to 22-7. They're 10-7 in conference play. 2 weeks ago, the Syracuse Orange were ranked number 1 in the Associated Press men's basketball poll and were one of 2 unbeaten teams in Division I. The Orange have dropped 4 of 5 since, including last night's shocking 67-62 home loss to Georgia Tech on senior night in Syracuse. Trey Golden scored 16 points and Daniel Miller added 15 for the Yellow Jackets, who entered the game 4-12 in the ACC before topping the 7th-ranked Orange. Golden hit 6 clutch free throws in the closing seconds to wrap up the victory. C.J. Fair matched a career high with 28 points in his final home game. Tyler Ennis had 18 points and 7 assists for the Orange, who dropped 26-4 overall. They're 13-4 in the conference. Also in top 25 action, Michael Frazier II set a Florida record with 11 three-pointers, finishing with a career-high 37 points as the top-ranked Gators crushed South Carolina 72-46. The Gators earned their school record 22nd straight victory and have a chance to become the first team besides Kentucky to finish undefeated in SEC play since Alabama went 14-0 in 1956. Number 12, Michigan wrapped up its first outright Big Ten title in 28 years as Nick Stauskas dropped in 24 points to lead the Wolverines' 84-53 rout of Illinois. The Wolverines hit five straight three-pointers midway through the first half and led by 22 at intermission. NCAA scoring leader Doug McDermott scored 16 of his 22 points in the second half, but Devontae Smith-Rivera had 18 points and a career-high 12 rebounds to lead Georgetown's 75-63 upset of 13th-ranked Creighton. Markel Starks added 17 points and a career-best 11 assists to help the Hoyas and the Blue Jays their second straight loss. Also, Julius Randle had 12 points and 11 rebounds, helping number 25 Kentucky rally past Alabama 55-48. Wichita State sophomore Fred VanVleet has been voted the Missouri Valley Player of the Year, leading a strong showing by the unbeaten Shockers in the league's postseason awards. VanVleet received 22 of a possible 36 votes cast by coaches, athletic department officials, and the media on Tuesday, easily outdistancing teammates Clee Anthony Early and Ron Baker. It's the first time in the awards history that a school swept the top three spots. VanVleet, Baker, and Early were joined on the All-Missouri Valley First Team by Evansville's DJ Ballantyne, Jake Odom of Indiana State, and Seth Tuttle of Northern Iowa. Wichita State's Tekele Cotton was voted second-team All-Conference, while Darius Carter made the All-Newcomer team. Cotton and VanVleet were picked for the All-Defensive team in the Valley. Onina Davis scored 26 points to help number 9 Baylor clinch a share of the Big 12 Women's Conference title by beating Iowa State 70-54 Tuesday night. Baylor won despite a season-low 11 points from star Odyssey Sims, the nation's leading scorer at 30.2 points per game entering play. Nikki Moody had 17 points, and Hallie Christofferson scored 14 for Iowa State, which was out-rebounded 48-32. Cyclones dropped to 20-9 on the season. They're 9-9 in Big 12 Conference play. In the NBA last night, Golden State beat Indiana 98-96. San Antonio outscored Cleveland 122-101. Houston edged Miami 106-103. Oklahoma City over Philadelphia 125-92. The LA Clippers beat Phoenix 104-96. And the New Orleans squad beat the LA Lakers by a final of 132-125. In the National Hockey League, Columbus beat Dallas 4-2, New Jersey 4-3 over Detroit, Boston beat Florida 4-1, it was Colorado over Chicago 4-2, the New York Islanders beat Winnipeg in overtime 3-2, Pittsburgh 3-1 over Nashville, St. Louis beat Tampa Bay 4-2, Phoenix a 1-0 winner over Vancouver, Edmonton beat Ottawa 3-2, and Carolina an overtime 3-2 winner over San Jose. In baseball news, two-time AL Cy Young Award winner Johan Santana has agreed to a minor league contract with the Baltimore Orioles. The 34-year-old is trying to come back from a second major operation on his left shoulder. Santana became a free agent after completing a $137.5 million six-year contract with the New York Mets, who declined a $25 million option and paid a $5.5 million buyout. Santana is 139-78 in 12 big league seasons with the Twins and the Mets. He missed the 2011 season after shoulder surgery September 2010, returned to pitch the Mets' first no-hitter in 2012, and then missed last season following another shoulder procedure. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
And on the weekend, the Atlantic Flying Sharks swimming team, representing the Nishnevalley Family YMCA in Atlantic, competed in the state YMCA meet in Marshalltown over the weekend. They had some terrific results and set some records in the process. Atlantic had a whole slew of place winners, but among those winners in their age classes, in the girls' age 9 and 10 200 free event, Aaliyah Hermanson was a winner with a time of 2 minutes 22.52 seconds. In the girls' age 8 and under 25-yard freestyle, Abby Smith was a winner. 15.62 seconds was her time. In the girls' age 13 and 14 50-yard freestyle event, Madeline Kickland was a winner with a time of 24.73 seconds. Also in the girls' 12 to 21-year-old 200 IM, it was Lindsay Kelch winning with a record time of 2 minutes 14.36 seconds. In the age 9 and 10 girls' 50-yard fly, it was Aaliyah Hermanson winning first place. 32.48 seconds was her time. Also in the girls' age 13 and 14 100-yard freestyle, it was Madeline Kickland winning the event with a time of 54.58 seconds. Also in the relays, the girls' age 11 and 12 200 free relay, it was McKenna Ewalt, Claire Christensen, Anna Maria Lowry, and Cambry Miller teaming up to clock a record time of 1 minute 46.3 seconds. Also in the girls' age 13 and 14 200 freestyle relay, the team of Michaela Kickland, Jessica Hartwig, Abby Brown, and Madeline Kickland had a record-setting time of 1 minute 42.5 seconds. Congratulations to those youngsters on their efforts at the state swim meet over the weekend. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 408 at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.